a story of a king.
But this king did not look or act like any other king. Most kings dress in royal robes, rich and luxurious, intentionally different than the daily dress of their people. This king took off his heavenly robes and dressed himself in our flesh and blood. He put on the simple garments of the poor so that he would feel exactly how they feel. He had no palace, no throne, no wealth or power. But when the humble saw how great and kind he was, they loved him and joyfully praised him and asked him to be their king.
Easter is a story of sacrifice.
We cannot imagine all that King Jesus did for us. We have never seen the beauty he gave up, the warmth of the light, the perfect joy, the unbroken peace, the rich, all-engulfing love. And we will never experience what he suffered. Stop for a moment and simply look up at him. See his body, bloodied and broken. Look into his face, disfigured by pain and cruel abuse. What do you wish to say to your king?
Thank you.
Easter is a story of darkness.
The King of Glory is now the Man of Sorrows. The Son of Righteousness is shrouded in blackness. Our tiny human candle of justice, kindness, and enlightenment has been snuffed out by the raging storm of our bitterness and anger. There he hangs, our self-giving creator, engulfed at noonday in the midnight of our sin. His searing pain, physical, emotional, and spiritual, is the awful fruit of our twisted self-centeredness. For each of us, the truth is this: the death that grips him now is the punishment of our sins.
Easter is a story of love.
See him there, the transcendent God in all his magnificence, all the passion of his love, all the perfection of his wisdom, all the power of his sovereignty, joined together to will and to accomplish this one thing, our eternal oneness with him. Look at his life. Look at his death. Listen to the gasp of his dying words. He loves us with all he is. This suffering Savior loves us.
Thank you.
Easter is the story of life.
Without our Creator's life springing up within us, our existence is only physical, brief, and shallow. When our bodies die, so does all our hope. But in love, the King of life died our death. Now the boundless, beautiful, irrepressible life of God is our life. We are alive in Him, deeply, fully, now and forever.
Easter is a story of a mystery.
We do not yet see the answers to all our questions, but we see Jesus. All God has been doing through all time is complete in Jesus Christ. In Him, all God's promises are fulfilled. In him we share in the riches of God's wisdom, his holiness, his glory, and his love.
Easter is a story of a coronation.
Look at him. The man of sorrows is now the Lord of Lords. The dying lamb is now the risen, glorified, all-conquering King. Remember all he was and see all he is. Come to him, bow to him, worship, praise, and adore him. Crown him your Lord and your King.